General Assistance Department, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Pick it up.
Please be excusing me one tiny moment.
Yes, certainly. But the longer you can make it, the better. And now, Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the bowler, briefcase, and brolly brigade.
To bed from the mini skin.
Once again, our story takes us to one of the busiest departments in the civil service, the General Assistance Department, a department that exists merely to help out other departments that are overloaded. This week, we find them helping out the Fine Arts Commission.
Have you added up those figures yet, number two?
I certainly have, number one. In fact, to be on the safe side, I added them up 10 times.
Good. So you've got the answer, have you?
More than that, I've got 10 answers.
Glory. Look, the Fine Arts Commission are waiting for those returns. That exhibition was such a success, they're thinking of having another.
Well, it's thanks to me it was a success, you know.
Thanks to you?
Oh, yes. You were off sick, weren't you? Well, it was a modern art show at the Tate, and no one was going to see it.
I'm not surprised. The last thing of theirs I went to, the best exhibit, was the fire regulations notice.
Well, I had an idea that brought in thousands of people.
Oh, yes? What was that?
I put up a sign at the entrance, and it said, "This way for Social Security payments." Yes, I want to tell you, they had longer queues than Lenin's tomb.
Cha.
Ah, thank you, Mildred.
I don't think you ought, number one. Concentrate on finishing that fine arts report. Sir Gregory wanted it yesterday.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about Sir Gregory, Mr. Lennox Brown. He's all obsessed with his new thingy. You know, his toy.
Oh, I see. A new toy, Mildred?
Aye. He's brought one of them vibrating relaxer chair things for his office.
Good heavens, whatever for?
Well, I reckon it's just to impress his old toy.
You mean Miss Bentwater, do you? You know, I never know what a girl like that sees in an old goat like Sir Gregory.
Well, she told me there are lots of things she likes about him. His little yacht, his little place in the country, you know, things like that. He lives like a king, you know.
Yes, King Kong.
Now then, you two.
Ah, King Gregory. I'm sorry, I mean Sir Congary. No, that is Sir Gregory. Do come in. Oh, you are here, yes.
I've just had a phone call from the Fine Arts Commission. That catalogue of pictures you have printed for them. You checked the proofs, didn't you, Lamb?
Why, Sir Gregory? Is there something wrong?
Well, let me tell you what happened, Lamb. You might recall that title number 6 was an abstract painting called English Morn.
English Morn. Yes, that's right. I do remember.
It might interest you to know that you had it printed as English moron.
Oh, dear. Were they cross?
Well, they weren't exactly pleased, but luckily the picture's been bought by an oil sheik who thought it was a portrait of a government minister.
Oh, well, that's good then.
And as they're extremely hard-pressed, the commission is giving you another assignment.
How very kind of them.
Yes, a rare Greek statuette comes up for auction tomorrow, and they want it bought for the nation.
What kind of statuette, Sir Gregory?
Oh, some sort of pansy artistic nonsense. But we don't want it falling into the hands of foreigners who wouldn't appreciate it.
Quite right, Sir Gregory, quite right.
It's called the Salute of Adonis, and it's over 3,000 years old.
3,000 years old? Well, it must be awfully hard to get spare parts.
The Minister for the Arts has allocated £100,000 for its purchase at tomorrow's auction.
£100,000?
£100,000.
Will you be doing the bidding, Sir Gregory?
No, you too will bid for it. I'm too busy relaxing. I'm too busy.
Yeah, I see. But never fear, Sir Gregory. We shall attend the auction and secure this piece for the nation. Rely on me, because after all, I am something of a connoisseur. I have a special artistic flair. Call it a gift, if you will.
I won't. And stop all that fancy talk, Lennox Brown. Salute of Adonis is the first item in tomorrow's auction. So be at Dotheby's sale room in good time.
Where are we now? Albert!
here, Whitelaw. What's all the screaming about?
You're supposed to be here. The auction should have started 5 minutes
all
ago.
All right. There's no need to panic. I'm here.
Yes.
And as for that screaming, this is a respectable auction room, this is. Try to exercise a little decorum.
I would if I knew what it was. Where have you been, anyway?
Rearranging the schedule. There's been some international interest in Salute of Adonis. You know that statue, Salute of Adonis?
Yes.
So I'm holding it back until later.
Hey, you can't do that.
I just did. Now shut up. I'm going to get started, you silly old faggot.
But the Salute of Adonis was supposed to be first on sale.
So? We'll start with that ghastly statue that's been lying in the back room for years. Naughty Cupid. No, it's about time we got rid of that.
Yes, you're right. Disgusting thing, that is. Looks like you having an all-over wash.
Charming. Thanks very much.
A pleasure.
Well, shut up. You never know. We might get £20 for it. If there's any mugs about, that is.
It's lucky we got these seats at the front, number one. We'll be able to catch the auctioneer's eye.
You catch a policeman's eye in that velvet beret and smock. Really, what is the idea?
Well, all art experts dress like this, and you know, I wanted to look like one.
Yes, you certainly look like one, all right. Still, we mustn't go beyond £100,000, remember?
£100,000, right. Now, I say, shouldn't we have a catalogue?
Certainly not. They cost 10 pence. We mustn't waste public money. And we know Salute of Adonis is first.
Yeah, but I've never done any bidding before, you know.
Oh, it's quite simple, number two. The auctioneer stands at his desk over there. When you want to bid, you just nod your head and he'll hit it with his mallet.
My head?
No, his desk, you fool. Oh, here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, there have been some slight changes in our original order of sale.
Yes.
But all the amendments are shown on the insert in your catalogue.
Number one, they've changed the order.
All right, but don't fuss, number two. Look, that woman's holding up a statuette there. That must be the Salute of Adonis.
I can't hold it higher, Lord. Higher,
shall I insert? No charm, somebody's
blooming at me. Oh, blarmy. Our first item, ladies and gentlemen, is this unusual Cupid figure.
Cupid?
Don't show your ignorance, number two. That's probably another name for Adonis.
Now, what am I offered for this item?
Now, don't let them know we've got £100,000 to play with. We start at a lower figure.
That's right. We'll be too clever for them.
Ah, come along, ladies and gentlemen. What am I offered for this amusing piece? 20? Anyone say 20?
Would 30 do?
Thank you, sir. £30, I'm in. Any advance on £30?
No. I meant 30,000.
£30,000?
Oh, very well then, £35,000.
Did you say £35,000?
All right then, £40,000.
Excuse me, sir, but you know what you're doing.
Shut up, Humbert. Leave him alone.
£45,000, and I do know what I'm doing. My colleague here is carrying out the bidding in the normal way, and I am also, I may add, something of a connoisseur. When he says £45,000, that's exactly what he means. £45,000.
£50,000.
£60,000.
£70,000.
£80,000.
Wait, just a minute, gentlemen. Number two, we're bidding against each other.
Did you say £80,000?
No, wait a moment.
It's all right, number one, it's all right. We can go as high as £100,000.
Well, yes, I know, but that's the limit. £100,000.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll bid £100,000. Any advance on £100,000? No? Very well, then. £100,000. Going. Gone.
Well, there we are, number two. That's a job well done. Salute of Adonis belongs to the nation.
Yes, and I'm so proud.
Yes, me too. You know, if Sir Gregory had seen us then, he'd scarcely believe it.
I'm glad you rang, Bernard. I wanted to thank you for the pictures last night. I thought it was great. The spectacle and passion and excitement. No, I never had time to watch the film. Oh, and thanks for the doll. I really like it. In fact, I brought it in to show the girls. Hang on. Ooh, I think I can hear me bosses coming. Aye, the terrible twins. Well, I'd better hang up. See you later, love. Bye.
Ah, good morning, Mildred.
We've got it, Mildred. We've actually got it.
Ooh, well, I hope it's not catching.
The statue, Mildred. Salute of Adonis. We've bought it for the nation.
Oh, can I see?
Yes, of course. Sure. Here you are, catch.
Number two.
Oh, my goodness.
Put that statue down at once. That cost £100,000. You can't chuck it about.
Quite.
It's now a national art treasure. It's got to be closely guarded and handled with extreme care.
Oh. Do you mean we have to leave it wrapped in tissue paper?
Yes, and we must keep it out of harm's way. We'll put it in the bottom of the drawer of the filing cabinet there, wrapped in something soft.
Jolly good idea.
And here we are. Your overcoat will do.
What? Why my overcoat?
Because you're the junior executive. And we'll just keep it in there until Sir Gregory tells us what to do with it.
Very nice, you two. Did the auction go well?
Oh, yes, very well indeed, Sir Gregory. We secured the statue for the sum allocated, thanks to rather skillful bidding.
Well, splendid, splendid, yes. Seems like you've done something right for a change. Now get it to the British Museum as soon as possible.
The British Museum, of course, Sir Gregory.
May I see it, Miss Lennox Brown?
Well, we'd rather you didn't, Sir Gregory.
With respect, of course.
It's carefully packed away in secure conditions in the filing cabinet in safety.
In my overcoat.
Perhaps you're right. Keep it safe, eh? Yes, I look forward to seeing it on display in the proper setting.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory. It is really a great responsibility.
Indeed, yes, indeed. Well, then, let me know when it's safely at the museum. Then I'll be able to rest easy and have a little peace.
A little peace? Oh, that's a point, isn't it, now that you mention it? How is Miss Bentwater?
Good heavens, what's this lying here? It looks like a doll.
Well, actually, it is a doll, Sir Gregory. My boyfriend bought it for a giggle. She's called Cuddly Kate. Can you see? She's got a name on the front side. And made in Hong Kong on her back, sir.
Cuddly Kate, eh? That's amusing, eh?
Mama!
What did you say?
You pressed her to me, Sir Gregory.
Oh, very bizarre. My joke. You know, I like Daphne to have one of these. I always try to give her something extra.
Yeah, so I've heard.
You press her tummy and she cries out.
Yeah, and you think she'd like a doll that does the same?
Oh, lamb!
Well, I'll buy her one if you like, Sir Gregory. I saw some this morning in Oxford Street.
Oh, thank you, Miss Murphy. I'll be obliged to you. Perhaps you could bring it in tomorrow.
Right to you, Sir Gregory.
And I'll be pleased to reimburse you.
Pardon?
A cuddly doll, eh? Daphne will love that.
Mama!
Quite so. By Jove, my generosity is only surpassed by my sense of fun.
Oh, I suppose he's at a tricky age. Oh, well, I think I'll take a walk and eat my sandwiches on the embankment.
Oh, it's still a bit chilly, Mr. Lamb. Better wear your overcoat.
Hmm? Yes, quite right, Mildred. Now, where did I see it? Ah, yes, of course. There we are. My landlady is always telling me to wrap up.
Oh, you great idiot!
You blundering fool, you've broken our priceless statue.
Oh, dear.
£100,000, and the museum is waiting for it, and you've smashed it to pieces. Can you imagine what Sir Gregory...
Stick it.
That's the mildest thing he'll say.
Stick it together with glue.
Well, you'd better try. And I'm having no part of this. You broke the statue, you mend it. I can feel one of my headaches coming on, too. I'm taking the afternoon off.
Morning, Mr. Lamb. You're in early today.
What do you mean, in early? I haven't gone home last night yet.
Oh, blimey. You don't mean to say it's taken you all this time to mend the statue?
Yes, I just finished, actually.
Oh.
There, have a look. What do you think,
Well, now it's done, it's almost like new. Yeah, but are you sure that arm should be there? I mean, it looks a bit rude.
That's art, Mildred, art. And besides, it's the only place it would fit.
Well, all I can say is that Adonis is giving a funny sort of salute.
Well, I'm afraid it'll have to do. I'll just wrap it up in tissue paper, and it can go to the museum in this facility box.
Oh, I'll have one of those too, Mr. Lamb. Oh, and can I borrow some tissue paper? I got this doll for Sir Gregory.
Ah, yes, well, a very fair exchange. It's Cuddly Kate again.
Mama, isn't she lovely? Just like mine. Same blue dress, same curly yellow hair.
Yes, looks like a cross between Twiggy and Dolly Parton.
Mama.
Sounds like Mrs. Thatcher, though.
Blimey, you're letting your imagination run a bit riot, aren't you, Mr. Lamb? A cross between Twiggy and Dolly Parton and sounds like Mrs. Thatcher.
Yes, well, you know what I mean. Come on, let's get them in the boxes, shall we? There we are. All right, now. That's it.
Lovely.
Jolly good.
Oh, that's
there we are.
Finished.
All closed up.
Yes.
Now, all we've got to worry about is not getting the boxes mixed up, yeah?
Oh, come on, Mr. Lamb. We're not that stupid. Well, I'm not anyway.
Miss Mervyn.
Oh, Sir Gregory.
Pardon?
I mean, is there anything I can do for you, Sir Gregory?
Yes, that doll, Cuddly Kate. Did you manage to get one?
Oh, hi, Sir Gregory. It's here in this box. It costs £3.75, sir.
£3.75. Oh. Splendid. Here you are. Here's a pound. Keep the change.
Oh! Thank you very much, Sir Gregory. Here, just a minute.
What about the statue, Lamb? Has it gone to the British Museum yet?
I'm just on my way round with it now, Sir Gregory.
Oh, and don't drop it, will you?
No, I already did. No. Of course not, Sir Gregory. Wouldn't dream of it, sir.
All right, there. I must be off.
But Sir Gregory...
Sorry, I can't stop and chat, I'm afraid.
Mean old whatever. Someday Sir Gregory will go too far.
Yes, well, when he does, let's hope he stays there. Right, Mildred, I'll see you later. I'd better get Adonis round to the museum and leave him there before anyone notices that there's anything wrong with him. Ah, here we are. Now, what does it say on that side? Curator, British Museum. Horace, phenomenal. Prof. Arch Ed. Prof. Arch Ed? Well, there's only one way of finding out what that means, I suppose.
Then,
are you the curator?
Actually, I'm the curator.
Mr. Horace Phenomenal.
No, Horace Phenomenal.
Surely you pronounce it Horace Phenomenal.
No, you pronounce it Horace Phenomenal.
Well, of course I do. I mean, it's just that... Well,
come on,
I
get yourself discombobulated. Come on.
Get myself what?
Undiscombobulated.
Strange, I thought that's what you said. tell me, what does the Prof. Arch Ed on your door mean?
Professor of Archaeologiae, Edinburgh.
I see. Well, I'm Richard Lamb from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
General Assistance, yes, sir, I've heard of you.
Oh. Well, I've brought you the statue called the Salute of Adonis.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Yes, well, I'd better be off now. I'll just leave the facility box with you and goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, aye. Strange fellow, is that? Oh, well, where's that Greek statue's authority? Raspem Parin. Oh, dear, what is his name? Here, you, out there. Oi!
Oh, I'm ready. You are calling me, are you not?
Aye, how did you know?
Well, I am hearing you calling, but you're not calling my name too properly. I'm thinking that you are being, as you might be saying, discombobulating my name again. It is being rampassed, hurried by Spoonilal, the
monster. Aye, all right. Let's not go into all the jury details, shall we? Now, look here.
Oh.
There we are. What do you think of that?
What is it being, please?
A fine authority on Greek sculpture you turned out to be. That's the salute of Adonis.
Oh my golly goodness gracious, and oh my golly, one more time.
Is there something wrong?
I am hoping not. But to me, that is not looking like the Adonis that is saluting.
What does it look like, then?
I'm not being too sure. But if it is King Adonis, then the bluebird of happiness is flying over his head and giving him brightly yellow hairies.
Well, good afternoon to you listeners from the program Art and About. And from your hosts, Ivor Strangeway.
And Arthur Bonnet. Good afternoon, listeners, and a very good afternoon to you too, Ivor.
Good afternoon, Arthur.
Hello, Ivor.
Hello, Arthur.
Hello, Ivor.
Shut up, Arthur.
Sorry, Ivor.
It should be. Now then, this afternoon, listeners, we're speaking to you live from the British Museum, where it's a perfectly lovely day for watching the unveiling of the British Museum's latest acquisition, Salute of Adonis. The unveiling is going to be performed by Lady Prudence Withering Foot, honorary mentor.
Mentor what, Ivor?
I'll explain it when you're older, Arthur. She's in the middle of her address now, listeners, but unfortunately we haven't got a microphone close enough to pick up what she's saying. So I'm going to ask Arthur Bullard to describe it for us. Carry on, Arthur.
Describe what, Ivor?
Well, the speech, of course.
Oh, yes. Yes, the speech. Well, she's making it. Yes, yes, she's making the speech. Yes, definitely making it. She's still making it. She's talking away and away. And she's, still talking. And, No, she's still talking. I thought something exciting was going to happen there, but no, she's still making her speech and talking. And talking. Her mouth opening and closing. Opening and closing. It's the bottom jaw actually doing most of the work. It goes down as she opens her mouth and up again as she closes it. See, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up.
Thank you, Arthur. Very nicely described.
Hang on a moment. She's stopped. Yes, oh, yes, she's finished. Yes, she's going to unveil the statue. There she goes. Yes. Cover's coming off. It's coming off. It's off! Yes. Yes! Salute to Adonis has been unveiled.
Yes, and it's... God. Heaven.
Yes, I see what you mean. Now, I know that the ancient Greek men used to wear skirts, but I've never seen one in such a frilly blue before.
And now Lady Withering Foot is reaching out to touch the statue. Good heavens! Did you hear that, Arthur? It said, Mama.
Yes. Must be some ancient Greek greeting. Mm. What's that written across the statue's chest? I can just make it out. Cudlickety.
Yes.
Cudlickety.
Cudlickety. Probably means great goddess.
Yes, but... Mm. I just noticed something. I know it's written in Greek, but if you read it in our modern English, it's cuddly cat. Cuddly cat.
Blimey, Mr. Lamb, you mean you took the doll that I bought for Sir Gregory to give to Miss Bedwater to the British Museum?
That's right. And they unveiled it as Salute of Adonis. Oh. What are we going to do?
Oh, come on, number two. We don't have to do anything. The whole thing has been sorted out.
It has? Mm-hmm. How?
Well, those Snethersweights of the auction rooms made so much money out of us that they didn't even sell Salute of Adonis, so they...
What did you give Miss Bedwater, then?
The box you gave me. Containing a cracked male nude making an obscene gesture. Larking about with the men from the ministry tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Musing in the museum, Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. Thank you.
What?